You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. Order your jerseys straight from the team. You can visit the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, joined in studio now by the analyst from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon. Deke, welcome in. How was OTA today? It was, exactly.
Beautiful day in paradise.
Good weather, yeah. Dominating defense to me. A good day for the defense, a tough day for the quarterbacks, at least early on. We know Johnny rallied and made some nice throws at the in the last session there. But what was your takeaway from today's session in terms of the defense?
Well, it looked like they were kind of being a little aggressive today, bringing a lot of blitzes and trying to get the ball out in a hurry. And then doing so, some of the choices that the quarterbacks made throwing them weren't the best choices. And it was a defensive day. But when you don't have pads on, a lot of times it's really hard to tell, you know, who's doing what. But, you know, overall, the offense did struggle, you know, in the passing game today.
It's not uncommon for the defense to be ahead of the game, though, now, right, Doug? I mean, that's basically par for the course. It does seem, however, that this secondary, these defensive backs in particular, some of the linebackers as well, don't give up much in the way of separation. That's pretty tight coverage.
Well, not only that, you know, the fact that the receivers on the other side aren't real sure, you know, they're on a different page with the quarterback sometimes. So although the quarterback looks like he threw a pick, you know, was the receiver supposed to be there? So it's kind of, you know, I think Mike said, you know, you got to sit there with the offensive coaches and watch the tape and figure out, okay, was it the quarterback or was it the receiver? And I think you'll find out the receiver, especially in the case of Brian Hoyer, a lot of times we're in the wrong place.
Yeah, it did seem like that happened on one out, and then certainly one pass that Johnny Manziel intended for Jonathan Krause. Looked like Krause was supposed to run an in, ran straight, and it was picked off by Dante Whitner there. Is there anybody catching your eye right now, Deke? Anybody that you're surprised at how well or poorly they've been playing thus far?
No, I mean, it's hard to evaluate when you don't have pads on. I mean, and if you're not, you know, hitting or tackling or blocking, I think the perception of, you know, they're just running drills, but, you know, I'm trying to think of the term that Mike used in regards to the defense. You know, if you're pass rushing, you take two steps and you let off. So you don't get a good idea. You know, obviously we saw a little bit of Manziel on the rollout and the throwback to the other side and a great catch by Jordan Cameron. But he was also covered by Ismail Kitchen, which was kind of interesting in itself.
Yeah.
There was a defensive back there, too. But, you know, Mike said that they'd been burnt by it a few times in OTA, so Ismail made a good read.
Yeah, I guess he did. Doug Deacon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Doug, the quarterback play will always dominate discussion. A couple of thoughts here. Johnny Manziel certainly looks like the rookie you think he would be, misreading some things, or at the very most or least not having that chemistry with the new receivers he's dealing with. It also looks like Brian Hoyer at times, even though he clearly would be the most aware, make the best reads consistently, is struggling because he looks like he's even pressing a little bit.
Well, I'm sure he is. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on him. And unfortunately, you know, for Brian, the patience level of the fans in Cleveland, even though he's a Cleveland guy, is not going to be the strongest because everybody wants to see Johnny Manziel.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. But, you know, I think it will, you know, speak for itself when you get to the preseason and you see how each guy plays, you know, in the games. And you can sort it out that way because, you know, out here, you know, I think Brian has an advantage. He's been in the league. He knows coverages.
Right.
I don't think Johnny Manziel has seen, you know, some of the coverages and things that they're going to show him.
Yeah, and Brian Hoyer clearly is ahead. We've heard the general manager, Ray Farmer, say that. Johnny Manziel continues to progress and get better, and I think it's going to be a very, as you alluded to, an interesting summer to see these two compete. Now, whoever wins that competition, it looks like, will be without, for at least a certain period of time, Josh Gordon. Doug, what's your take on the latest report with Gordon, the speeding ticket and the marijuana in the car that belonged to one of his associates, as it were? What do you think's going on with Josh?
Well, I think, you know, every player's got to make good decisions, and one of the decisions is that you got the people you associate with. And, you know, you got to realize that some of those people that are your buddies now might not be there in 10 years when you don't have the money and the fame. So you got to sort out. I think you have to be very skeptical of people that want to hang on with you, and you got to make sure that you associate with the right kind of people.
Yeah, I about all about kind of judgments and what's important to you, because it seems to everyone else very easy to conclude, well, look at what's at stake, not just financially, but your opportunity that's before you, really a chance of a lifetime to be not just a player in the NFL, but a very special player in the NFL. And how much is that worth to you? And there are those who make sweeping conclusions, and I'm not sure I don't want to go here to decide that he doesn't understand what he's risking throwing away.
Yeah, I mean,
because maybe he does. I don't know.
I mean, we don't know that for a fact. But I mean, I guess if you're looking for a high, to be the best receiver in the NFL would be a pretty good one.
Yeah,
I would certainly hope so. There are people who are calling for the team to impose some type of discipline on Josh Gordon. Clearly, that doesn't seem to be the direction they're going after listening to Mike Pettine today. What's your take on that?
Well, I think you got to see what the league comes up with. You know, so far we've not heard from the league. We've seen other players that have been suspended, Mathis, and there was another player.
Darrell Washington.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know what the league's, you know, where they're at in, you know, the evaluation of what went on, but we'll just have to find out. I mean, there's a lot of different things that, you know, could be involved in it.
Yeah, there could be, and we'll see how this thing all comes down. Again, Doug Deacon joining us on CBD. We saw Joe Pitonio today had a look like a little issue with his ankle, maybe a little tweak that he had early on in practice. But so far has been one of the, I think, real bright spots of this offensive side in OTAs.
Yeah, he's built like an offensive lineman. I mean, he's, you know, just kind of straight up and down. You know, Gene Hickerson used to call him tail gunners and beer trucks, but you know, he's one of those blocks of granite. And I think, you know, with this new blocking scheme and the zone blocking, you know, having athletic ability is, you know, something they're going to be looking for. And I'd also think that at some point, you know, considering that we don't have the tallest group of quarterbacks in the NFL, you know, the offensive line might want to learn to, you know, do a little chop block and to keep hands down, you know, which you really can't practice, but it's a good way to make sure there's passing lanes.
Right, give the guys room to throw. Talking with Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network here in studio. Doug, what's the one thing that you are hoping to see from this team develop the most, if there's an area that you still think needs the most development as this summer progresses and we get into training camp, et cetera?
Well, I think, you know, it's chemistry. I'm a firm believer that chemistry will help your team become better. And, you know, we've got a lot of new players that we've brought in, obviously, you know, through the draft and through free agency. Now, you know, you got to get it together where you get some confidence early in the season, and you get it by winning. And, you know, once you start believing, you know, in one another and then in yourselves, I think you can, you know, elevate the level of play, because when you got, what, six guys that went to the Pro Bowl last year and, you know, you win four games, those numbers don't match up. So I think you got to match up the talent with the record.
Doug, when you mentioned this isn't contact time, we're not seeing that, but the coaching that's done here short of that, we've talked about it on this show a little yesterday and today. There seems to be much more hands-on, detailed micro-coaching kind of going on, more reminders of discipline for these players at their respective positions than we've seen. What have you noticed in that regard?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, there's not a lot of screaming. There's not a lot of yelling. It's more of the teaching aspect, and I think that's a good thing because, you know, hey, the players are out there. You know, they all want to make the ball club, and it's not like they're not trying. It's just that, you know, sometimes when you're a young guy and you come in, and there's so much more to this game than there is at the college level that it takes time, you know, and, you know, if you make a mistake, that's okay as long as you don't make it a second time.
Like, I think Jordan Cameron is a guy who's looking like he's going to be able to break out this year following a breakout last year. But, you know, as a Pro Bowler, you want to see him come in and dominate camp, and I think that's what he's done so far. This offense seems to suit him. What are your expectations for Cameron in 2014?
Well, you know, obviously high expectation because he's a great athlete. But, you know, the factor there is without Josh Gordon stretching the field, is the field going to be shrunk down? Because, you know, now who's your deep threat that, you know, is going to keep people deep so he can work underneath? And that's a concern. I mean, you still have to have somebody that can take the top off the defense, and that was one of the things that Josh Gordon did very well.
How eager are you to see guys like Miles Austin and to see what Nate Burleson have left? To me, there's a frustration. I so much want to see and know what, if anything, they're able to bring to the table. The fact that they just can't even get them on the field for more than individual work like Austin did today has got to be a source of frustration for this whole coaching staff, for sure.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, one of the things everybody says, you got to have talent to play in the league, but you also have to be dependable. You got to be somebody that, you know, if you're playing 16 games, you hope to at least get 14 out of the guy. And, you know, anytime, you know, you have somebody that you don't know whether, you know, we went through it. I'm drawing a blank with our great running back, Peyton Hillis.
Okay.
You know, you didn't know whether the guy was going to play.
Right.
And you know, that just screws up your offensive coordinator because, you know, you game plan to put these plays in for this guy, and he's not there. Well, the same thing, you know, is with somebody that has got a history of injuries. You know, you want somebody that's dependable. I mean, that's a big part of playing football.
Doug, thank you so much. We appreciate it. He is the one and only Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Coming up, wide receiver Anthony Armstrong talking about that position. He'll be joining us in studio next here on this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.